The podcast with everything paranormal. It's the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your spooky host, Joe.
Boo.
And Jen.
Boo.
What's up, player?
Nothing.
Same thing every week. Nothing.
I listened to last week's show again, even though I listened to it like five times because I edited it.
Right.
It was awesome.
It was very good. We just really thank Kimberly for coming on. If you guys haven't listened, go back and listen to the interview.
Purple power.
Yes.
We've met a lot of bundles of energy through our travels.
I need it because I feel like everybody's an energy vampire sucking my energy. I just absorb people's emotions and I'm depleted. I am completely depleted. I need like to go in that salt tank.
I was going to say you need salt tank session.
Yes. I need to like just zone for like 2 hours doing nothing.
One of the things that our listener needs to do is go to your Poshmark page.
Yes.
Jennifer is sponsoring our show today.
I am sponsoring my own show. Isn't that exciting? Well, you know, this is just a really fun adventure that I'm on. And it's really great and it's really fun. So it's called Poshmark. And I have a closet. They call it a closet.
All right.
And right now I have everything you could think of. I've got clothes, shoes, accessories. I've got new items. I've got gently used items. I've got petite, purses. Regular, plus size, purses.
Shoes up the wazoo.
Oh my gosh. If you guys are looking for something cute or maybe something for a Halloween costume, which is coming up, definitely go to Poshmark/ HAPPIE22. So I'm the at symbol, HAPPIE, happy 22. And just check it out. We got, I got some new items in yesterday.
All right.
I'll just tell you one thing, one little snippet. I got a really awesome, I know there's some listeners out there, love pink.
Okay.
I got two hot pink trench coats. In excellent new condition. They're just gorgeous for fall.
What was that one coat that you had? And I know you sold it pretty, I want to say cheap, but it's not cheap. It's low priced.
A good price.
But wasn't it like a $1,500 jacket?
It hasn't sold yet. It's still on the
site.
Oh,
okay.
But it's amazing. It was originally priced at $1,750.
Okay.
I have it up for $357. So you're saving almost over $1,000. So if you guys want to check it out, just check out my closet. I have a lot of ghosty and spooky type things on there.
Right.
If you guys are really into like skull t-shirts or anything with aliens and skulls, I have a few things up there. I'll be putting more on as we go into the
world. Right.
You know, our spooky season, Joe. Halloween's coming up. So sponsoring the show today. Okay.
All right. And speaking about spooky, one of our dear friends.
Yes, this is so exciting.
She is awesome. We had a chance to sit down and talk to her at the
Michigan Paracon 2018.
Yeah.
Of course, we talked to her at every show because we're always at the same shows together.
It was so funny because in the interview, I remember we said that I stalked her. It's like every time I walk down the hallway or I open the elevator, she's standing in the elevator. I'm like, really?
She's stalking you.
So,
well, she's psychic. She knows where you are.
That's it. All right. So let's get into the interview here with Rebecca Schmuck, the Motor City Media.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right. And welcome to the show. One of our favorite people in the world, Rebecca Schmuck, the Motor City Medium.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Good morning, sunshine.
I know. Yes. Have you had your coffee?
No, Mountain Dew.
I have
Mountain Dew
energy drink.
Ooh, that's even better.
Yeah, definitely. So we're at the 2018 Michigan Paracon Convention, and you know, we have never had you on the show. We've seen you at every show.
I know.
And I'm so happy you're on the show. Because
I always run away.
Joe scares her. Quit steering the guest show.
I've been stalking her all day long.
Oh, my
God. He has
been.
He's been following me around.
He's like a lost puppy.
He is. But look how cute he is.
I just want a friend.
So what is new? What's exciting? What's going on with you?
Well, as you guys know, I have been all over the place so far this year. Ran into some strange people at a rest stop in Ohio one day.
It was us.
It was them. It was totally
them. What's
the
chances?
I know.
So really?
We didn't even know each other were going somewhere.
No. It was meant to be.
Yeah. It was.
No, it was great. It was like divine intervention.
When I drove past the rest stop, I saw this beam of light coming out of the sky.
The angels sang.
And it was me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next weekend, I'm going to do a Lost Limbs event at the Rhodes Motel Hotel with a couple people from The Walking Dead.
Awesome. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And we're going to raise money for Mike Couch, which you guys, I'm sure, know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And let's see, what else am I doing?
Well, for a listener, explain
what?
Who he is.
Who
for
is
our
Mike
listener?
Couch? You can.
Okay. So Mike Couch has the Lost Limb Foundation.
Which he's right over there somewhere.
Yeah, he's here somewhere. So they raise money for people with who needs prosthetics.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just an amazing guy. If you ever get to talk to him, come to a convention and, you know, meet everybody. They're just such fantastic people. And that's, you know, we love doing these kind of things because we meet great people like Rebecca.
Like me.
Yay.
And we're right across from Andrea Perrin. How lucky can we be? We get to look at her beautiful face.
And her papa. So, you know, how often are you doing conventions? Are you doing it a couple times a month or...
Actually, I am booked every weekend until the end of November.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
I'm already booking into next year. I've got one in New York in February, and then I've got some coming up over the summer. So, yeah, I've already got like 5 or 6 events for next year, which I told myself I'm going to slow down, but we all know how that goes.
Yeah, really. So can you tell our listeners just a little bit about your history and your abilities and your gifts?
Sure. I have been a medium since the age of 3. I started seeing spirit when I was just a little kid, didn't know what it was. I went and told my mom, I have all these people in my room. She goes, oh, you just have an active imagination and lots of imaginary friends. So I spent most of my childhood thinking, you know, I was real popular with the imaginary friend circuit there. But as I got older, I started realizing that other people couldn't do that. And, yeah, you know, I sat down and talked to my mom about it. And she's like, don't ever tell anyone you hear voices, or they'll put you in the loony bin. So, you know, I just kind of kept it to myself. And then, you know, about 7, 8 years ago, when all the paranormal stuff started and people started to come out a little bit with it being more accepted, I said, you know, I'm coming out of the paranormal closet. I'm going to tell everybody what I can do, and I'm going to start doing what I'm supposed to do.
And did you have people in your life that supported you in that?
I do now. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, no. Because, you know, back then, it wasn't, you know, you just didn't talk about ghosts. It just wasn't a thing that you did. And then, you know, I started watching Amy Allen, who's also here. And I talked to her one night, and she's like, just, you know, be who you are.
Yeah.
So
that's
just kind of.
Great advice. Just be who you are.
Be
I love
who you
that.
Are. And I stopped hiding the fact and being embarrassed about what I could do. And things have just really skyrocketed since then.
So with your gift, now, do you contact people's loved ones? Are you. I'm trying to understand what your gift is.
Oh, yeah.
What do you see? What do you hear? What do you do?
I am an empathic medium and a physical medium, which means I feel people's emotions as well as their physical pain. I can contact past loved ones. I also do this thing called remote viewing, which I can close my eyes, picture a place, transport myself there, walk around inside of it, and then clear the house from a distance if they're having problems.
That's interesting.
I've heard of that before, but I didn't know you did that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, that's one of the biggest things I do is I've cleared houses as far away as Japan before.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
I get 3 or 4 referral cases a month. I do missing person cases as well because I can do the remote viewing with that.
Oh, wow. Now, when you get contact for like a missing person's case, how long does it typically take you to pick up on somebody or a feeling or...
Well, usually what they'll do is I work with local police departments. They will give me either a picture of the person or one of their personal items, and I'll be able to pick up their energy or their, you know, their energy signature or their spirit if they passed from those objects. If they're still living, I can usually pinpoint pretty closely where I think they might be, and if they're passed, I can usually give them a location where their remains can be found.
Oh, see. So, you know, have you been able to reunite people, living people with their relatives?
I did one time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Most of the cases don't end that well.
Yeah.
But at least they have closure, which is a huge thing.
Yeah, it's meaningful to the family.
It's almost more important because the not knowing is just weighing on them so much.
The not knowing is the worst. Yeah. They're always thankful and saying, at least now we know what happened and we can stop wondering, you know. And I try to keep most of the details limited, and I just tell them, you know, I keep it light and, you know, supportive. But I've handled some pretty good sized cases. I can't really talk about them, but they're pretty noteworthy.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's see. I have lots of questions. I always go real deep in the rabbit hole. So if I go too deep,
rabbit hole. I like it.
I'd like to ask is, when you were a child, or you say you were a psychic since the age of 3.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up like that, and I hear this from a lot of people that say the same thing, is they think it's normal.
Right.
And they just accept it that way. Then they find out that it's not normal. And Did other kids pick on you and stuff? Did you let them know, or?
I didn't really. I mean, there were times I'd be like, do you guys see that? And they're like, see what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, if they can't see it, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Because we did a show about a couple months ago about children that are psychic. And the reason we did the show is because we met someone from SOS Paranormal that actually has a kids camp.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Kids,
so that they can be around other kids that are like them, and they can understand that even though it's not normal, it's okay.
Yes, it needs to
and
be
that's,
okay.
That's real important that people know that.
I do some mentoring cases for kids, too.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Now, did anybody else in your family have this ability?
Actually, my grandmother and my mother.
Do you think that it is just a hereditary, or do you think just some people are born with it, or how do you think? Where do you
I know that all of my kids have it too.
Oh, that's
really?
Amazing.
Yeah, so I think a lot of it is hereditary, and I think too, as we evolve, I think we're becoming more aware of what we can actually do and using parts of our brain that we haven't used before. I think everybody has the ability to do this to a certain extent. I mean, it's like, you know what gut feelings are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of the same thing. Those are things that I feel. I mean, I can look at a person and know instantly if I like them or not.
Oh.
Or if they like me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I can pick up on if someone's not feeling well, I can pick up on that. And we're all kind of in tune to that with our empathy. But people like me, for instance, are just on a higher level of that.
That must have been interesting with your kids growing up, being all empathic. You
Mama
almost don't
knows.
Have to yell at them
yes.
to clean their room or that because they're like, oh, she knows.
Yes. Yeah. They couldn't get anything over on me. Now.
That's right.
They come up and try to tell me a lie. I'd be like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying it. Not for a second. So, yeah, they grew up not being able to get away with anything.
I love it. Do you do a lot of going to locations and working with groups or working with haunted locations to figure out what's going on in their places?
I don't so in their places. I don't do that so much for like commercial locations, but I do a lot of residential where I go in and do that. Most places that are having events don't want you to chase anything away.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they call me up and want me to come in and walk around and see if I'm getting anything, I'll do that.
Okay.
But most of the cases I handle as far as cleansing houses or going in and figuring out what things are residential cases.
When you're in large crowds like this, does it get overwhelming?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you, like, sense, like, everybody's energy?
It does.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering about that because I know we've talked to a lot of psychics and mediums and that, and we always think that. It's like,
how do you protect
now, I know
yourself?
That a lot of people say that they can shut it out or turn it off.
I can't.
But I was going to say, to a point, can you not? You know?
I can't personally shut it off. I don't know how. I don't know if I could, if I would. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of messages that come to me that I need to be getting, and if I'm shut down, I'm not going to get them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll walk up to random strangers and go, I have a message for you.
I was going to ask that. Yeah.
And they'll be like, awesome. Okay. You know, but a lot of things I do for protection is I have some tattoos that are protective.
Okay.
Like oils and frankincense and things like that that I use. I meditate 3 times a week just to ground myself and keep myself centered and kind of push off all the negativity that I pick up on the cases that I do.
Yeah, you almost have to or else you're going to go insane. With
I handle some really dark things. Mm-hmm. The majority, you know, I get cases from all over the country where they're like, you know, our group can't handle this. Give it to Rebecca. Rebecca will handle it.
When you see spirit, how do you actually see them? Is it a feeling? Do you physically see them as if they're walking by like some of these people in front of us? Or how?
It depends. Sometimes I see them as a solid person, and whoever I'm with, I'll say, do you see that person? Because to me, they look solid.
Yeah.
And other times, they're real floaty. You know, they don't have any legs, or they're cut off at the, you know, at the waist. The majority of the time, I see them in their death state, which... Luckily, a lot of mediums don't do that, I don't think.
Okay.
But I see them the way that they present themselves, the way they died. So if they drowned, they're all wet.
Oh,
or if they caught on fire, they're burned. Or, you know, but usually they're looking for some kind of closure. You know, they haven't resolved the issues of their death yet. So I kind of help them work through that. Like, you know, ghost therapy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you think that the reason they appear that way is, to me, when you were saying that, I was thinking about, well, seeing that it was such a traumatic change of energy, are they almost like stuck in that position?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're some of the time they don't even know they've passed.
Yeah.
And they're just looking, they're like, what happened to me? Where am I?
Mm-hmm.
How did I end up like this? Because, you know, 1 minute they're here, the next minute they're not.
Yeah.
You know, like in a tragic accident, they don't know.
No. And I was in a bad accident when I was just out of high school, and I don't remember the whole week.
Right.
You know, so... I think about that sometimes, too, is we always say that they don't know they're dead. Well, maybe it's something like that where your brain just shuts off and you can't remember anything.
Right.
So it's sort of like that. Another thing I was thinking, too, is we say that a lot of they don't know they're dead, but after they almost relive the same situation over and over.
They get caught in a loop.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How do they not know that they're in the loop?
I think because as soon as they finish the loop.
Mm-hmm.
They forget that they did the loop, and it starts all over.
That makes sense.
Like cycling amnesia almost, yeah.
Because I think about that all the time, because we go into the houses or buildings and do our ghost hunts, and we hear that a lot where they don't know they're dead. But it's like, can't you notice that things are changing around you and all that? Maybe that's why they're so upset. Of course, we never know exactly how they see us, you know.
They see us pretty much the way we see them.
Okay.
It's a hit and miss kind of thing. Communication on both sides. They hear us the same way that we hear them.
Okay.
So sometimes when they're over there going, did you hear that? Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the same thing for them. They're just another plane of existence.
Okay.
They're still the same person. They're still your Uncle Fred that they were when they were alive. They're just in a different state of being.
Okay. All right. Makes sense.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't lose our free will when we die.
No.
No, we can. That's why, you know, people that pass come back to, you know, hang out with their family or whatever, because you still have the free will to come and go as you please. You're not stuck. You're not trapped. It's the spirits that don't realize they're dead that are having the issues because they haven't accepted the fact that they're not here anymore.
Okay.
And once they accept that fact, then, you know, they can move onward.
People always say, go to the light, go to the light. And it's, to me, it's almost like that would be the end of their existence on our plane.
That's why a lot of people don't go into the light,
because
they think that's what's going to happen to them, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
You go into the light, you do what you need to do, you know, to resolve the issues you had, and then you're off on your own. It's like, okay, go back and do whatever you want. Yeah, so it's not the end all be all, but a lot of people think that, so they stay away from the light.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people, too, there's cases I've handled with some children spirits that had, a bad relationship with a parent, and they don't want to go there because they don't want to see their parent.
Yeah.
So they stay on this side.
Okay.
Yeah, they think that that's where the bad is because lots of times the bad parents will keep telling them either you behave or you're going to hell or something like that.
Yeah.
It puts that in their mind, and they keep thinking that. And then when it does happen, they're afraid to do
it. I'm going to go to a bad place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, that's I see more children's spirits than I see anything.
Okay.
Which is tragic. But, yeah, they're afraid.
Yeah.
they're not old enough to comprehend death.
Yeah. And I just lost my total train of thought.
This is a really weird question. I don't know why it's even coming in my
brain.
That's
okay.
Okay. So, like, you know, we've been, like, humans and living on communes for maybe 1,000 years, right? A couple 1,000 years. What about, like, our really, really old ancestors, like, how do you say that?
Neanderthals?
Like, did they have spirit? Did they have,
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, I didn't know, like, if we've developed, you know, the human.
They were a lot less, for example, dogs have spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, when a dog passes, I see dogs all the time in spirit.
Okay.
It's not as evolved as ours, but it's still a conscious energy.
Okay.
Same thing with them. They had a conscious energy, not as evolved as we are now, but they still, when they pass, part their soul, for lack of a better word, would
Ever seen or sensed on anything that's older than, say, a couple 100 years?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah, I've seen people back from before Christ.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
And they appear themselves to you in the form that they were then.
Yeah, the dress and, you know, sometimes I can't understand what they're saying at all. I mean, because they're speaking in a different language. Mm-hmm. I mean, just when you die, you don't start speaking English instantly.
Yeah, this isn't Star Trek.
You don't. If you were Chinese, you're still going to speak in Chinese. You know, if you were Arabic, you're still going to speak in it. You don't instantly learn English.
Yeah.
And that's a big misconception.
But with them, maybe mentally or telepathically, or that how they communicate, do they still? Now, I said you said that they may not understand. How am I going to ask this question?
Sometimes they'll send me images.
Okay.
Images or pictures or, you know, feelings. You know, like they'll show me memories from their life. So they kind of communicate that way.
Okay.
Sometimes I've had. Do you guys know what channeling is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I've channeled sometimes where they'll come and sit right down inside of me, and I'll feel everything they feel to happen to me at Randolph when I was there.
Oh, wow. Really?
I had a female spirit that ran right into me, and I lost an hour. I mean, Christopher St. Booth was standing there and a couple other people, and I don't remember anything about it, but she wanted out. She wanted to get out. She had been wandering around in there since she's probably late teens, early 20s, and she'd been there because her parents dropped her off. She wasn't mentally stable.
Oh,
her parents had dropped her off and said, "You can't leave till we come back."
And they never came back.
And they never came back, so she just kept waiting and waiting. And
that breaks my heart.
Yeah, so we told her that her suitcase was on the porch, and we walked her out, and off she went.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we got some closure for that spirit.
Okay, another weird question. I'm just going to throw random weird ones.
You're just weird.
I know.
I love you because you're weird.
I love it. Has anybody ever asked you to contact a dead famous person?
Yes.
And did you do it?
Yes.
How'd it go?
I've talked to Frank Sinatra quite a few times.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I don't.
Are they open to that, the famous people?
Oh, yeah.
Or do they don't want to be bothered?
No, they're okay with it. It depends on who they are.
Yeah.
Like, I had somebody ask me if I could contact Michael Jackson. He's like,
You wonder because, like, you know, somebody who's that big in the public eye and has passed, you know, people, like, worship at the, you know, altar of Elvis or Marilyn Monroe or, you know, just some of those very famous icons. And you just wonder, okay, if they're on the other side, do they constantly get bothered to be, you know, talked to or drawn forth or?
Well, time on the other side is completely different than it is here. So to them, you know, they've got all the time in the world. So.
Okay.
Is that Dave Schrader?
Yes, he's yelling.
That day.
He's yelling.
But yeah, so the time wondered, is like, different. So no, they don't seem to really mind. I mean, I wouldn't recommend that after people first pass that you try to contact them right away. I think that's a bit.
Do people who pass away go through any kind of like process when they pass away?
There is a process.
Yeah. Let's talk about the process.
Okay, there is a process.
Like we were saying earlier, stop in the office. check
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people always think that, okay, heaven is up. Okay, actually all dimensions are horizontal. They're not vertical.
Okay.
So you've heard of the veil, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's different layers to the veil. When you first pass, you have to spend 3 days here. You kind of go to your own funeral, reconcile with your family, even though they can't see you. You get to find out what everybody's thinking and feeling. And then you go to a transition area where you kind of spend some time there. And then, you know, depending on your faith and what you believe in, then you go on from there to the next step. You know, if you believe in God, then that's what you'll experience.
Are you afraid to die?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not afraid.
Yeah, I was going to ask if a lot of the people that you talk to are afraid to die, because they, like, a lot of people don't understand that there is an afterlife. And I know you're out basically preaching the word that there is.
Yeah, oh
and
yeah, there absolutely
is. It shows people that there's nothing to be afraid of.
No, it's closing one chapter and opening mm-hmm. another. It's and like walking through a door.
Yeah, and a lot of people I talk to are not afraid of dying, but they're afraid of the dying process, the pain and that. But then again, it's almost like the instant you die, there's no pain.
There isn't. It goes
no
away.
No pain, your happiness.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do.
Okay, do you think we're all recycled
yes.
souls? Okay.
Again, free will, you have the choice. But I do past life regression work. And I had a little boy, he's 4, and he was drawing. Now, keep in mind, this little boy is 4 years old, never seen anything on World War II. And he was drawing fighter planes and saying, this is how I died. My plane went in the water.
Yeah.
Oh,
he had
gosh.
No idea. And he's like, you know, he said, my name is Robert. I died in World War II. I died in my plane. And he was giving his mother just these incredible details about World War II. There's no way.
Yeah.
He, you know, they were showing him pictures, and he was naming off the airplanes and what they were.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah. And he had no way of knowing any of this. They had never shown him anything. And he just, when he was, you know, 3 and a half, he's like, I've been here before.
Yeah. I'd almost like to get a past life regression.
I can do one for you later.
A bit of me says that I don't want to say freaked out about it, but yet I want to know.
Yeah, it's nothing. They're your own memories. Think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be getting anyone else's past lives. You're just going to be getting your own.
Yeah.
So it's just reliving your memories. So if you think of it that way, it's not so scary.
Yeah, that's true.
If in your past lives, are you always male or female, or do you switch?
You can switch.
Oh, okay. Joe, you might have been a lady.
Yeah.
Joe looks like a lady.
Yeah.
He probably was
Shave
a lady.
Shave the mustache off and you can't tell.
That's right. Get you a pretty dress and a wig and you're all set.
That's a typical
normal.
Yeah.
I do have a wedding dress in my house.
Do you?
Yeah.
There you go.
Someone
you're all
gave
set.
It to me as a... They said, you can use this for your photography. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah, but yeah, I've been a guy a few times.
Yeah, I think so. I have. Because, like, you know, part of everybody's energy, you have masculine side, you have feminine side.
Right,
sometimes you got to be tough and rough, and other times you just got to be,
well,
you
plus,
know.
Your soul has to learn, right?
Right.
So
that's
each
the whole
incarnation,
process.
You can be male or female so that you can learn different things of that aspect of life.
And the other thing is when you cross over and you decide that you want to do this again, you get to pick your journey.
Yeah.
We know what our journey is before we start. We just don't know. We're not allowed to remember it.
Okay.
One of my favorite memories is there was a mom that called me, and she has 2 little boys. One was 6 and one was 4. And she walked into their room at night to check on them, and the little 4-year-old goes, tell me about heaven, I'm starting to forget. Or the 6-year-old said that to the 4-year-old.
Really?
Tell me about heaven, I'm starting to forget.
Gosh.
And they
That's
had a big
awesome.
Conversation about it, and that really was really sweet.
That's interesting.
So what about dreams? I mean, I noticed that in a lot of my dreams, I dream about the same places over and over that obviously I've never been to.
Right.
But
you have.
I was going to say, do you think it's past life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and another thing I've noticed is spirits will sometimes come to you in your dreams because that's the easiest way for them to communicate. So if you're having a dream about a loved one, you can bet they're really there.
My best friend Jackie that passed away, she comes into my dreams all the time.
Oh, yeah. She wants to visit with
mm-hmm.
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the easiest way for them to do it because basically when you're asleep, you're in spirit as well.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in the same frame of mind you are when you're awake. So you have a easier to connect with.
Cool. I always have the most interesting dreams. Like, and it's weird because it goes in phases. Like, I'll have, like, really, really vivid dreams and remember them, and then there'll be times I slept so hard and hear a freight train coming through, you know? But I've had weird, like, almost like alien type dreams, like sub UFOs, underwater, Egyptian weird stuff. And I wrote them down for a while and then I stopped. I think I might try it again.
Yeah, like, I always recommend keeping a dream journal. Yeah.
Interesting.
I've talked to people that have dreams about aliens, and they relate it to the fact that they've been abducted.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting.
And it could be the lots of times. Like, some of my dreams are so bizarre. Maybe it's different lives all mixing together.
And I've talked to a couple. There's a dream expert that I know, and he has told me that sometimes we go to a different dimension when we sleep. Mm-hmm. We've been there before. It seems familiar, but we're actually having an out-of-body experience where we go to another dimension and we're wandering around somewhere else. And they're usually real similar to ours. There's just slightly things that are slightly different. Like, there's the theory, have you ever heard of the Berenstain Bear books?
Yeah.
Well, there's a theory that they were called, I can't remember what it was, but they called them something else.
Berenstain.
Yeah, the spelling was different.
Yeah.
And I remember it being spelled one way, and then it was spelled differently, and they're saying that's because the time kind of lapsed over each other.
Yeah.
So there's just those little slight differences between the dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a theory, anyway.
The Mandela effect, they call it.
Yeah, the Mandela. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I couldn't think.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
We could talk for 4 hours about that.
Yeah, yeah. I find that really fascinating. But, yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. I mean, my brain wouldn't give it to me. But, yeah.
Okay, so, like, a lot of times I'll be in my house, and I'll feel like somebody's standing behind me, or sometimes I'll see something out of the corner of my eye. Is that just... Do you think there is things there, or do you think there's just times that we kind of psych ourselves into, like, okay, maybe I'm just feeling something and it's not really there, or do you think it's really something there and we shouldn't block it out?
There's sometimes, remember when you were a little kid and you were always afraid of the basement?
Yeah, always. Still am.
Yeah.
Still am. Still run up the basement steps.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that terror. You know there's nothing down there.
Yeah.
You know there's nothing physically there, but because... When we're little, again, we are more in tune with the spirit, so we're like, spirits like the basement. For some reason, they like basements. But we're more in tune with that. And, yeah, it's a protective mechanism. Something's not right. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a physical person or it's a spirit, we know that something's not right and there's something that we should be afraid of.
How do you refrain, you know, something from coming home with you? Because I'm always afraid that we forget to do our cleansing or a blessing.
Have.
And we have.
Yeah.
And something's going to come home.
Oh, everybody does.
Somebody's coming home with me.
Yeah, that can happen. And usually, as long as it's nothing malevolent, you can just say, hey, you know, I understand that I'm interesting, or, you know, I'm Jen and I'm gorgeous and you want to come home with me. Yeah. But just tell them, you know, this is my space. You understand you wouldn't want me in your house. I don't want you in my house. Please go home. You know, it's usually the bad stuff that doesn't listen.
Yeah.
If it's just a normal person, they'll go, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was, you know, bothering you, that you could feel me. And then they'll usually take off and leave you alone.
Do, you know, like, say, for example, like, you have a relative that passed on or something, and you're just thinking about them. If you start, like, talking to them, do you have to be audible, or can you talk to them in your mind? Or can they hear you, or do they come to you if you, you know, speak their name or call them? I'm just curious, like, if I'm like...
They can hear you inside your head, but if you want to sit and have a conversation with you, them, they'll definitely hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I've called... I talk to spirits in my house all the time. If people walk past my window, so they think I was nuts, because I'm blah, 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 to nobody.
I always wonder, because, like, you know, our grandparents passed on, you know, years ago, and I always think about them, and I thought how cool it would be to sit down and have, as an adult, talk to them, you know, like, you know, I'd love to know about them more and wonder if they're around me, because, you know, it's like we have a very close-knit family.
Right, you do.
You know, and just always wondered if they hear us talking to them. I mean, I don't want to bug them if they're doing something else out in the universe, but...
Like,
you know.
Let's say at Christmas you're sitting down to Christmas dinner. They'll come and stand around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and watch.
Cool.
And they still... you know, enjoy those memories.
Yeah.
They can still feel everything the same. They just don't have a physical body anymore.
Yeah. Do they? Okay, once you pass on, will people know all your secrets? Because, like, there's some things they don't want my mom and dad to know.
No.
Thank goodness.
No. That one time. Yeah. That, oh.
You don't become an instantly open book. You still get to keep everything to yourself.
I love it. Here comes my sister. That's my sister, Peggy.
Hi, sister.
It's Rebecca. So, yeah, you know, it's just, I'm just always fascinated. I mean, I've been fascinated about this stuff for years, you know, since I was little. And it's just amazing that, you know, we're able to, you know, meet people who are knowledgeable like you and tell us good information, good realistic information. Because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people saying a lot of things out there. You really have to seek out somebody with true talent and true abilities to
and
be
integrity.
Able, yes.
Integrity
exactly.
is huge.
Exactly. Yes. It's a great word for it.
The heart of a teacher.
Yeah. If you have to hurt someone else or step on someone else to get where you're going, then you need to step back and go away.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, this is about integrity
Amen.
And being honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So does your husband have any abilities? Or is he...
He has premonitions.
Okay.
So he'll dream something and then it'll come true.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys meet? Just on a side note, because I love to hear how people meet, because you know, that's the romance writer in me.
Yeah, actually, I had gotten a divorce from my first husband, and I put myself up on a dating site, and I didn't have any pictures up because I was getting like 200 hits a day, and I'm like, this is crazy, I don't want to do this. And he messaged me, he goes, what do you look like? And he had this really cute picture, and he had a really cute smile. So I sent my picture, and he's like, oh, yeah. He sent it to his parents the next day, and said, I'm marrying this girl.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That's so cool. That's so romantic.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that's how we met online.
Hey, you know, that's how people are meeting people these days.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just one more tool.
It's just another way to connect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, our energy connected really well, and that was that.
That's cool. Yeah, that's important. You know, like, there's physical attraction, but then there's that soul connection. Do
you
think
gotta
maybe,
have all of it.
Maybe you guys were, like, connected in other lives.
Well, we have been.
Oh.
Yeah, we've had past lives together.
Find your way back to each other?
Back in the Old West, we were horse thieves together. I was a guy. He was my best friend, and
nice.
We stole horses, and we got hung at the same time.
Partners in crime.
Yeah, we were
that's
partners
so romantic.
In crime. Yep, and we died on the same day we got hung. So,
wow, that's amazing. That's just fascinating. What's your favorite part about doing what you do?
My favorite part is helping people.
Yeah.
If I have a case that I can't solve, it bugs me, and I will work it till I get it solved, because I don't want anybody to suffer. I don't want anybody to be afraid. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of it, but there are a lot of people that are. They don't. To them, it's abnormal, and it's scary, and it's, in some cases, dangerous, and I don't want anybody to be hurt or in pain or afraid, especially the children, cases where I work with children.
Yeah, definitely. What surprises you most about being a psychic and a medium?
The most surprising thing is when I get spirits waking me up out of my sleep.
Oh yeah.
I had one of the most memorable ones is I had this little girl, and you know, I'm half asleep, and I've got children, you know, that are younger, and I'm hearing, "Mommy, Mommy, wake up." So I open my eyes, and this girl's soaking wet, and she screams in my face, "I'm cold!"
Aww.
And she was probably six.
Oh, yeah.
So I got up and wrapped her up in a blanket, you know, symbolically, and I told her it was okay, and I said, "We got to go find your mommy." And
Was she from the area, from your area, or do you know?
She was probably from, based on the way she was dressed, probably the mid-80s.
Okay.
She looked like that. She had that kind of an energy to her, and I don't know what happened to her. She was too little to really tell me, but she had definitely drowned.
Oh.
Her lips were blue, and her skin was really pale, and I sat down with her, and I talked to her till I got her to go find her mommy. But
now, do you think that when you get a premonition like that, or when you get a visitation like that, is that possibly a case that you're going to come across in the future?
Maybe possibly. It could be. I'm like a beacon.
Yeah.
So, and I live right next to a hospital.
Okay.
So I get a lot of traffic from the hospital, people coming over and asking me what happened to me. I kind of explain, you just passed away, your body's in the hospital, go back to your body, and go on to your next, go on to your next step. They see, it'd be like, if you walked into a room and there was a person that said, I'm here to help you, with a sign over their head.
Yeah.
You'd go to that person and say, well, I need help. What can you do to help me? I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, if you were lost, that's what you'd want, is someone to help you, like a tour guide.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do you feel like we have a soul or we have a spirit in our body, right? Everybody has. Do you think it's energy? What do you think it is?
Well, it's energy. Okay. Our soul is energy. When we pass, our energy, we go back to in our energy form, but we're intelligent energy.
Okay.
We just don't have our physical body anymore, but we're still us. It's a spirit, soul, either whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, we retain that. We retain all our memories until we reincarnate, and then those get pushed down.
Okay. I just always wonder, because, I think of weird stuff. Like, okay, say you got hung, or you got your head chopped off. Like, does that chop your spirit in half or something?
No.
Like,
no.
No, but put it back together?
Okay, for instance, I know a lot of people that can't wear anything on their neck. Mm-hmm. They don't want a tie on there.
Yeah.
They don't want anything close to their neck because in a past life they hung or something happened with their head. So they don't want anything to remind them that something bad happened to my head or my neck. So you remember things, or people that are, for instance, scared to death of water or afraid of fire.
Or bridges.
I was going to say bridges.
Oh, I hate bridges. Crossing the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, I had to hold my breath, but... Yeah, it's like a past life memory. Like, oh, I know I'm supposed to be afraid of this. Something bad happens to me because it's an irrational fear. Why would we be afraid of a bridge?
Yeah.
There's no rational reason for it, but our body, not our body necessarily, but our spirit remembers something really bad happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You just see me trying to go with him. Joe's driving, and I'm like, my palms are sweating, and I'm getting all clammy.
And I'm telling her, look at this.
Well, I remember... A few years ago, Hugo went over.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's all I can think about the whole time.
Me too.
So there was actually a Ford Bronco.
Oh, really?
That went over. And I drove through there not even 3 days later.
Bumper
was still hanging on the bridge, which I don't understand why they didn't pick
awful.
It up. And there, you could actually see in the ice where it went through.
Awful.
Which
That'd
I look at the bridge,
to
too, and I think, how did he fit through the space? But he did.
Well, the wind just kind of tips you right on over. Bridge scares me.
Yeah. Let's not talk about it because it makes me nervous. Tell everybody if they want to get a hold of you, how they can get a hold of you.
Well, I have a public figure page on Facebook under the Motor City Medium. I also have a Facebook page under Rebecca S. Smuck, and you can also find me at Glass Paranormal, which is g.l.a.s.paranormal.com. You can reach me there. There's an email connection right on my name if you click it.
All right. Well, thanks for finally stopping
by.
We're definitely going to have you back on.
Absolutely.
You're welcome anytime.
Anytime. We love you.
Thank you
so much.
We love you. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. As usual, another awesome interview.
She's so cool.
I did not know half the stuff that she did.
She's an author. She's, everything. She's got her hands in everything. She's just one of those people that is just so cool to be around. She's so knowledgeable about the paranormal and has taught us so much, especially about people with abilities.
Yeah.
And what they go through, and trying not to... like I said earlier, absorb other people's energy, negative energies, I should say. I'm going to have her do a session with me or something and just cleanse us.
Yeah.
We need all this bad juju off and all the good luck to come back. Well, yeah, don't win bingo anymore. Come on, everybody. I was winning for 2 years. I was on a streak, and now it's, I need that mojo back.
I got arrested last time I was on a streak.
Ba-dum-bum. Man,
yeah,
that was a good one.
But anyhow, I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in this week. Another great interview. I had so much fun interviewing her finally, and we'll have her on again. That's the thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think maybe we should try to do some, get some caller questions, mm-hmm. and then, you know, maybe we can do something along that line. That'll be fun. So you guys, you know, just keep in mind, so if you have some questions, always email us to our website.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, if you want to do a private message, do it through our 222 page. You know, we're always here for you. Yeah. So we're listening to you as you're listening to us.
And we have the hotline. You can always call that. Mm-hmm. Just go to our website, and the phone number is right up there because I don't remember it. But anyways, I want to thank everybody listening. Please, if the show brings any kind of enjoyment to you, please share with all your friends.
Yeah, definitely.
And get up there on Jen's Poshmark page.
Yes, take a look at my closet and do some shopping.
What's the name of it again?
Okay, it's Poshmark at symbol HAPPIE 22. And you, if you can't find it, just go to my Facebook page. I have a link there.
And we'll put in the link underneath in the show notes also.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. And we're going to leave you with a little Black Friday holiday from Jet In 5.
Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.